Nana Sahib, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. While on the trail of a mysterious prayer rug stolen from him by Ram Dass, high priest of the forbidden city of Kundra in the Himalaya Mountains, K.C. Smith, operative of the Ghost Corps, with Ali, his Arab companion and assistant, is captured and confined in a dungeon in the Forbidden City. K.C. overhears Ram Dass plotting to poison Lakshmini, Rani of Kundra, and proclaim himself Raja. K.C. prevents the Rani from drinking the poison and upsets Ram Dass' plans. To escape the vengeance of Lakshmini, Ram Dass flees from the city, taking with him the prayer rug, and makes for the legendary buried treasure. With K.C., Ali, and Dola Rao, her chief of rifles, Lakshmini follows, riding at the head of her mounted hillmen.
Now that you've found the treasure, Ram Dass, what do you intend doing with it?
The treasure goes with me, Sahib, out of Nepal. See, we have arrived at my camp. Now, Sahib, one question. You have ridden to the Cave of a Thousand Winds alone, you and Ali.
I understand from Dolo Rao that no one rides the road to the Cave of a Thousand Winds knowingly. He didn't want to ride with us.
The Sahib evades the question. A direct query calls for an equally direct reply. You and Ali came here alone. That rash old fool Dola Rao and the willful Rani did not accompany you.
You see that we're alone. You'll find our horses over there beyond the bend in the road.
Good. They will take you back to the Rani when my men have finished with you. Kerman, heat the skinning knives well. You will see presently, Sahib, how the skin may be removed from a living human body.
You have seen nothing of the Sahib or Muhammad Ali or Chandra Sayo?
Nothing, Rizal Dass.
One of them should have returned by now. If the Sahib and Ali remained to watch, Chandra should have been sent back. In 2 hours, it will be dawn.
One horse ridden in haste, Rizal Dass.
It will be Chandra. The Sahib has no doubt remained behind. Charo, Chandra!
Rizal Dass.
Yes, yes. What news? The Sahib?
The Sahib and Muhammad Ali are taken. They are prisoners of Ram Dass.
Prisoners? How know you this?
The Sahib and Muhammad Ali ordered me to remain behind with the horses. They went alone and afoot into the cave.
Rash men. They entered the cave alone. And where is Ram Dass camped?
Before the entrance to the cave. I waited along, then crept to the top of the ridge. Below in the little hollow lay the camp, deserted. As I watched, Ram Dass and his men came from the cave with the Sahib and Muhammad Ali as prisoners. I left their horses, mounted my own.
Good. Go and waken all but 10 men. Take a fresh horse for yourself and bring the men with their horses here. Warn them to make no noise in leaving camp. The Rani must not be disturbed, understand?
Hearing and obeying.
Go then and return as quickly as possible. Bring my horse. I leave the Rani in your care, Sayo.
Aye.
You and those who remain to watch over her will guard her with your lives. Do not permit her to leave camp without an escort.
Obeying, Rizal Dass. And what shall I tell her when she awakens?
Tell her anything. Anything but the truth. Tell her I've taken the rifles into the hills to reconnoiter. Tell her I will send word when she is to follow with the remainder of the men.
Aye. Chandra and the rifles, Rizal Dass.
40 rifles, Rizal Dass. And your mount.
The life of Lakshmini is in your hands, Sayo. I hold you accountable for her.
With my life, Rizal Dass.
Good. Men of Kundra, forward!
There, Rizal Dass. Against the blackness of the sky, one may see the rocks beside the trail. Beyond is a slight ridge. The camp of Ram Dass is there.
Dismount here, men. You, Hassan, remain here with the horses. Hold them there behind the rocks off the trail. Now separate and surround the camp. When I give the signal to attack, go forward.
We attack at once, three soldar.
That depends on what Ram Dass has done or will do with the Sahib and Ali. As long as neither are harmed, we shall wait until dawn.
Here, three soldar. Just beyond this little ridge is the camp. Listen.
No guards on their back trail, and none to protect their camp. One can readily see that Ram Dass is not a warrior.
Look, Ram Dass with the Sahib and Muhammad Ali and the guard, there by the fire.
And the men?
There, just beyond the camp. One may make out the cliff and the mouth of the cave of a thousand winds. The men are on the ledge before the cave.
What are they doing? By Rama. Look, Chandra. They come from the cave with sacks of goatskin and chests.
The treasure of Nana Sahib, Rizaldar. The tales told this vast hoard of gold and jewels are true.
Aye. There are many skins and two chests. They appear to be heavy.
Were it not well to attack at once? Our rifles must have surrounded the camp by now.
Nay. Let the fools bring the treasure out of the cave to the fire. We shall have less work to do. Look, they stripped the clothes from the Sahib and Ali.
And the one there by the fire, lifting knives from the flames.
By Rama, they would skin the Sahibs alive.
Give the word to attack, Rizata.
Aye. Up, men of Kundra! Forward!
Ram Dass and his followers stood in momentary frozen consternation. Then, dragging the heavy sacks and chests, several spring toward the grouped horses. Dola Rao's attackers have already placed themselves between the renegades and their mounts and rushed to meet them with savage yells. Almost immediately, the battle becomes a hand-to-hand fight between individuals. Rifles are quickly emptied and tossed aside. Swords and knives take their place, and the clash of steel on steel supplants the rattle of gunfire.
I would like nothing better than a chance to meet that Hindu dog, Ram Dass.
You wouldn't have the chance. Look, he's running, trying to reach those horses. They don't get him now.
Doro! Here! Aye, the dogs are beaten, Sahib.
A few moments and there will be none left to...
Quick, cut these cords.
There, Sahib, you're free.
After you're free, Ali, both of you go on with the cleanup. When you've finished, take prisoners and treasure to our camp beyond the pass.
And you, Kasi?
I'm going after Ram Dass. I'll come back when I finish.
Come, Ali. We follow the Sahib.
He needs no assistance, friend. He will bring Ram Dass back alive or dead. But give me a good sword that I may strike a blow for Lakshmina.
Here, then. One of mine. And we, men of Kundra, take no prisoners.
Sayo. No word has come from Dola Rao or the Sahib?
None, Rani.
Dola Rao should have returned or sent word long since. You say he left with 40 rifles?
To reconnoiter in the hills. Yes, Rani.
With 40 men. The Rizaldar of Dola Rao has ridden to the cave of a thousand winds. Say, Sayo, is that not the truth?
The Rizaldar did not say so, Rani.
And the Sahib?
As Sayo has twice informed the Rani Lakshmini, the Sahib left soon after we made camp to scout out the trail ahead. He was accompanied by Mohammed Ali and the Havildar Chandra.
Yes, yes, so you said. But one or the other should have sent word to me. Sayo, if aught has happened to the Sahib...
We would have learned of it from Chandra or from Mohammed Ali. We must have patience, O Rani.
Patience, patience. We have waited over long as it is.
Perhaps a messenger is even now on the way hither.
Send someone to ride the trail immediately. No, wait. Saddle my mount and bring him here. I shall ride a little way to meet this messenger.
An escort of 5 rifles to accompany the Rani?
Leave the rifles to protect the camp. I ride alone.
With Sayo, Rani.
Very well. But make haste.
Hearing and obeying, Rani. The Rani Lakshmini would be wise to turn back. We have ridden far from camp.
But the messenger, we have encountered none. No, we will ride on a little further.
As Lakshmini wills. It is perhaps that the messenger has reached camp by another trail.
No, there are no other trails. He would have to come by this one.
Unless he came from the hills. Stop.
What is it?
Listen.
The messenger. You see, Sayo, as we turn back. Look, here he comes, round the bend in the road.
He rides fast, Rani.
It is Ram Dass. He has a rifle. Sayo, shoot. Shoot quickly!
Aye, by Rama, the dog!